The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Over the last few weeks, we've been highlighting the stories of people living with Friedreich's ataxia on the programme and their calls for the state to fund a drug that they say could massively improve their lives. That drug is called Skyclarys, and though it's approved in other European countries, it's not available here. Well, I'm joined now by Richie Currier, his wife Maria, and Richie's cousin Bernard Clark. Now, Richie, you're living in the United States and you've been taking this drug for over 2 years now. Can you tell me first when you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed when I was 19 years old. I am now 47. So I was diagnosed 28 years ago. I began using a wheelchair about 25 years ago. I've been dealing with the progression of Friedreich's ataxia since then.
And how did the condition develop? Was it mostly your movement that was affected?
The way it developed at first, a lot of people in my inner circle would notice balance and gait problems, almost as if I had been drinking, and I hadn't been drinking most of the time. And that really magnified over time. And it became more apparent that there was something else going on.
So then you were clearly recommended this drug, Skyclarys. What did you know about the drug before you started to take it?
Well, over the years, I have participated in many clinical trials for Friedreich's ataxia research, and this was the first drug that was approved for treatment of Friedreich's ataxia. So I was also in the trials for this drug before it got approved. So I was privy to a lot of the data that was coming out, and I was, my ear was to the ground when the study findings came out. And when the data came back as positive, and it showed that it slowed the progression of Friedreich's ataxia, my wife and I and most people in the community and their families were elated that the first treatment was within grasp.
And Maria, I can bring you in at this point, Richie's wife. Maria, you're very welcome to the program as well. Tell me about that moment when you knew that Richie was going to be eligible for this drug. You must have been really hopeful at that time that it would help with the progression of the disease.
We were elated when we found out. Over the years, like Richie said, he participated in many clinical trials with the hope that his efforts would produce some kind of treatment or cure for FA. And he was eligible to start taking Skyclarys. He had to travel to his neurologist that's at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, have a neurological exam, and then was prescribed the medication. And he would check in every 3 months to see how he was doing. And the medication, actually, within the first 6 to 9 months, showed some improvements in his symptoms. And I will give you an example. A lot of patients with Friedreich's ataxia have uncontrolled eye movements called nystagmus, and that significantly slowed down for Richie, which made his life, his daily quality of life, so much better because he works full time and he's on the computer. And so by the end of the day, sometimes his eyes get really tired and the movements are more uncontrolled, and that's really, it's basically stopped at this point. And there are other symptoms that have improved significantly that we have to take into consideration. Speech, swallowing, it's those fine neurological movements that we don't think about on a daily basis, but people with Friedreich's ataxia have to pay attention to those things. So it's life-changing for many people.
I mean, you have watched Richie go through this over the years, you and your three children. So any improvement or any slowing of the progression must be so heartening for you to see.
It's beautiful. It is very heartening. We are so happy that there are many people that have dedicated their lives to researching a treatment or a cure for Friedreich's ataxia. It's incredible what people put their passions and their intelligence toward.
And Richie, for you, what is the difference that the drug has made for you?
The difference, it has given me definitely a lot more confidence, speech-wise, but I am asked less often to repeat myself, and I work on a full-time basis, and I have for 23 years, so I am on the phone with coworkers and talking to coworkers a few times a day. I am also an avid sports fan, so I read papers across the world, really, and see how sports teams are making out and doing. I felt within the nice stagnant pretty much dissipated. I am able to read without frustration and just live my life every day as normal as I can.
So is it fair for me to say then that your quality of life has improved?
It is very much. It has.
We have your cousin Bernard on the line as well, Bernard Clark. And Bernard, you got in touch with us on the programme to tell us about Richie's story when you heard other people speaking here in Ireland who have Friedreich's ataxia, who would like to get access to this drug. And you know all about the controversy surrounding the access or lack of it here. Did those stories resonate with you when you heard them? They were very familiar to you.
Yes. Hi, Claire. They were. They were very familiar to me. I suppose I would have grown up with Richie and noticed all them symptoms. We were very, very close at a young age. And everyone you interviewed, my God, my heart went out to all those people to think that there could be a drug there to help him move along. And we're stalling. Like, one man has lost his son and his other son has it. And it just broke my heart. I actually heard a rerun when I was coming home from work. That's why I text you. I'm like, my cousin knows so much about this, and if we can help at all to try and get the government to open their eyes and help these people that really need their quality of life improved.
Mm-hmm. And so you have lived through this. You've lived through the diagnosis, Richie, getting the diagnosis, the progression of the disease, and then the medication coming on stream. So you have seen all of the changes, Bernard.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I moved to Boston for a while when I was younger, so I would have lived with Richie for a while, and he would have picked me up in the car from the airport, and we would have gone to the gym together. We just hung out all the time, and the disease progressively made him worse, whereas he wasn't able to drive anymore. The gym became a little bit less, and it was tougher on his wife, Maria, who's a tough, tough woman, and fair play to her for helping Richie through this as well. But then he was wheelchair bound, and he's motor skills were slower, his speech was slower, and I am guilty of one of them, of not being able to understand him and constantly asking him, what did he say? But since the drug has come on board, it's a different Richie. He's living his life with his girls and his wife and loving every minute of it. And he's a huge, huge family guy. Always rings at Christmas, always rings to make sure everybody's doing good and never cares about himself. But I thought it was an opportunity to highlight what this drug can do for the people of Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting for us to get to speak to someone, Richie, who is taking this drug and who has experienced the benefit of it. But at the start, did you have side effects? Because we hear about this a lot, that it doesn't suit everybody who has Friedreich's ataxia. Did it agree with you from the get-go?
At the get-go, it did, you know, I had minimal side effects. And the way the drug is administered, they want you to take 3 pills a day. That I was having some stomach problems with that. So at the direction of my neurologist, I was taking 1 pill a day for about a month. Then I added a second for about 2 months. Then I added a third. So it was a tiered approach to get me on the drug fully, and it worked.
It worked. And how do you feel when you hear that people in Ireland who have Friedreich's ataxia cannot get access to this drug?
Well, I feel very sad about that because, I mean, the data shows that it works. It does slow the progression of the disease. So there is something out there that can help. I am saddened that the Irish government has not approved this. I mean, I'm of strong Irish descent. My mother is one of the 8 from Liston Bonner and County Clare. And my paternal grandmother is from Doolin, County Clare. She's 1 of 11. So Irish people are always first in line for me. And I want them to be able to experience all the positive side effects that I'm getting.
Maria, can I come to you on this as well? Because what we are told in this country is that the proven benefits of this drug don't outweigh the cost. And we know the cost is very high. What do you say to that, given your own personal experience?
I personally disagree. People have to live with Friedreich's ataxia every day. And physically, it's limiting. However, it does not affect a person's cognition. And so people that are physically unable, they can still live a productive and meaningful life. And this medication will help people continue to live their best life possible. I know the cost is prohibitive. However, this is a rare disease. It's 1 in 50,000 people throughout the world. So that's not very many people. There needs to be an effort to push. This is the first treatment or cure of this disease. The gene therapy and mapping for this disease wasn't even discovered until 1996. And there's been so many advancements in technology and research. We need to allow people access to this drug to improve their quality of life right now.
Well, I'm glad that it's helping you, Richie. And I want to thank you and Maria for joining us. And also Bernard Clark, who brought Richie's story to our attention. Thank you all for being with us on the programme.
Thank you so much, Claire.
Thank you.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.